Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction and Realty of Beloit.
Welcome back and welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats. Shauna Remus, coach, the head coach of the Lady Trojans of Beloit High School. He played two games since we talked last, coach. Thursday at Ellsworth and then Tuesday there at home. You fall 47-39 at Ellsworth on Thursday, the second meeting of the season. You fought hard with them there. Just some overall thoughts of the Ellsworth game. You did get 18 from Peyton Remus, a season high for her. Just what stood out the most there on Thursday?
Yeah, no, we did. We got some offensive protection from Peyton, which was awesome. She was able to hit some shots and get us into a flow offensively and yeah, we battled hard till the end, but we just came up short. There they had some opportunities to hit some shots, and they did. And but I thought the kids played hard, and our defense was pretty sound through most of the evening, so that was good as well. So, yep, again, just fought hard, but just couldn't get the win.
Kind of the same story against Sacred Heart that on Tuesday, a 49-39 loss there. You fought and had a three-point lead at halftime, but they made a run there in the second half. And then Ashley Knight with a big game, 16 points, 11 rebounds, both career highs. But free throw shooting down the stretch obviously was maybe an issue for you. You kind of look at that one. Where do you feel that you let that one slip?
Yeah, right there at the free throw line. You know, we had opportunities and just couldn't get the ball to go in the hoop for us. But, again, you know, sounds like a broken record, but the kids continue to fight and to the very end, and we were in it. They hit one. We were, I think, down five, and they were able to hit one three-pointer, which kind of, you know, at that time was critical, and then we weren't able to hit our free throws down the stretch, so that's probably where, you know, things went south for us. But, again, kids stepped up. Ash had a huge night, and Olivia Wright had a huge night, a lot of rebounds, and so that was fun for those kids to see that opportunity and take it. And so, you know, going down the stretch, I think, you know, we're getting better every game. We just got to improve a few things and get a few more shots, and we can beat anybody on any night.
Minneapolis Friday, it's a team that you lost to by only two at home on January 13th, so your second meeting with the Lady Lions here. What are you hoping to do maybe a little bit different? Maybe you can get on the top of it this time.
Well, they too. They're going to give, you know, a lot of defensive pressure on the ball and get up in your face defensively. Yeah, we match up well against them. You know, going down to their place is never easy, but we match up well, and we're kind of getting in a flow a little bit more. Kids are, you know, knowing their roles a little bit more, and so that's what we need right now. But yeah, if we can just play sound defense and hit a few shots and take our opportunities when we get them, I like our chances.
Beloit Coach Shauna Remus here in the Locker Room Chat. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck in your last two regular season games here.
All right, thanks.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats. Ryan Eilert with us now, the coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. A nice win for you there on the road at Ellsworth on Thursday, and then Tuesday you picked up a 20-point victory over Sacred Heart. Let's go back to Ellsworth first. 16-5 fourth quarter there to pull away for the 12-point win. Wyatt Brockman had a big game with 19. Noah Gerstner with 14 and 4 three-pointers, and Bryce was in double figures with 13 as well. Just how big was it to get on the road and get that nice finish to get the victory?
Well, it was a good win for us. It was a hard-fought win. Ellsworth came out and really scored the ball well in the first half, and the Cravens kids really tough, and I think had 18 at halftime, and I felt like they were, for the most part, contested shots, and then had, you know, they had some other kids that hit some shots for them, but I thought our kids battled, and you know, we got down on them early and kept fighting, and at halftime you're able to get a 1-point lead going into half, and then I thought our guys came out in the second half and you know, really picked up the intensity and was a little bit more aware of where Cravens was and did a nice job of limiting to four in the second half. But they had another kid get hot and hit three threes in that in the third period. And but I thought overall, you know, just kind of like we've been, you know, is consistent. I mean, Wyatt had a good game, but you throw in double figures with Noah and Bryce, and then Eli and Quinn are able to contribute. And you know, we're pretty well balanced right now, and that's definitely helping in these games.
That happened against Sacred Heart as well. Balanced scoring attack. You did get down 21-12, but went on a 16-0 run, and then ended up winning it by 20 in the end, pulling away down the stretch. Sacred Heart, what stood out in that one and getting that victory in the end?
Well, the first thing is they came out and shot the ball really well, and they look like the aggressive, more confident team. And they're, you know, I think they hit three of their first four and four of their first five threes. So they jump out on us, and I didn't think we did a very good job of communicating where their shooters were and how to rotate on it. But then I same thing. I felt it like our kids, you know, they didn't hang their heads. They kept battling, you know, and at halftime, you're down two, I think, and come out in the second half. And that's when we got rolling in that third quarter and able to put 23 points in that quarter. And, you know, from a lot of different guys, Eli is able to hit a three, and Wyatt gets a couple threes, and Quinn hits a three. And then, we get a couple offensive rebounds off a few misses and turn them over a few times and really did a better job in the second half, of communicating where their scores are. And Bryce just controlled the lane again against Sacred Heart. He just has a block party every time he plays them, and had eight blocks last night. And, you know, that's 16 in two games against them. And, you know, he ends up with a double-double. I think he had 10 rebounds and then eight blocks. And then Eli has a double-double. And just, you know, once again, the scoring's balanced. And so, you know, overall, just two really good wins for us.
Some quick thoughts on Minneapolis. You have two games here left in the regular season. It looks like you're the number two seed already, but this can solidify it if you can beat Minneapolis and Smith Center to end the season. Two games that you'll be a heavy favorite in. You beat Minneapolis by 44 the first time. What do you want to see this next time on Friday?
Well, you know, especially towards the end of the year, we want to continue to improve and work on a few things. And, you know, they're going to play us a zone, and we've got to be able to attack that zone. They've got a couple kids that have been scoring the ball better. And so we've got to make sure that, you know, just like these past few games, that we're communicating where their guys are and limiting their open looks. And so, you know, for the Minneapolis game, you know, it's continuing to get better and kind of forgetting what happened that first game and making sure you come out with the right intensity to play well.
Well, Coach Ryan Eilert here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again, and best luck in your final two regular season games coming up.
All right, thank you.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue our Wednesday locker room chats with Osborne Bulldog head basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and online KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening at this time on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen & Slavic, CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on the locker room chats. Again, we're with Trina Luters, the head coach of the Osborne girls basketball team now. Coach, you played two games since we talked last. A nice win out at Stockton on Friday, 63-39. You lost at Sylvan Grove Tuesday against Sylvan Lucas, 54-48. Let's go to Stockton game first. A gigantic game from Grace Williams, 25 points, a career high with 18 rebounds as well. Just kind of controlled everything there for you as Gracie Reiner added 22 as well. But taking a look back at that Stockton game, what do you like from the effort there from the kids?
Yeah, we dominated inside on Friday night against Stockton. It seemed Grace was a rebounding machine. She was in there, could just get her hands on everything, got lots of putbacks, and just really took care of the post. And that's what we needed Friday night. I always tell the girls, you know, you never know what the other team's going to give you. Is it going to be an inside game that day, or is it going to be an outside game? And it's the inside game that we were able to dominate with.
Sylvan Lucas again on Tuesday, a 54-48 loss there. I know it was a close game throughout. What went down wrong maybe down the stretch there that they were able to get the six-point win?
You know, it was just one of those games that we knew we were going to have to dig in and be mentally tough. And I will say there was times that I feel like the girls weren't all on the same page, had a hard time just mentally digging in. It was a game coming in that pushed us and made us feel a little bit uncomfortable the first quarter. So I was really proud of a slow first quarter start and came in, and, you know, we were able to take that lead coming into half. So I thought, you know, we were going to dig in and take care of business. It really came down to we got out-rebounded and kind of pushed around on the inside, and not for lack of effort. They're just a physical team, so then it always is physical on inside, and we just weren't able to make the shots fall that sometimes fall for us, and it's just a combination of mentally preparedness and digging in and taking care of what you need to take care of in crunch time.
Yeah, obviously you have two games left in the regular season here. You'll be a favorite out at Chase coming up on Friday. Then you have Rock Hills Tuesday. Just some quick thoughts on Chase first and what you want to see from the group there on Friday night.
You know, I would like to see us move the ball, pass the ball. When we see the court well and we pass that ball, things go well for us offensively. So it's going to be a focus on and being disciplined and doing what it's called offensively.
Then Rock Hills, Tuesday, before we talk again, you'll have that game. You played them already once this season, beat them by 25, kind of pulled away toward the end. That quarterfinal game of the NPL tournament, what's the second matchup look like against the Lady Grizzlies here coming up on Tuesday?
You know, anytime you play a team more than once, it comes down to, you know, not overlooking and making sure you're very mindful of what you need to take care of on the night. And we have to get in and rebound and play tough defense, because Rock Hills has a couple athletes that can, if given the opportunity, come in and score and really make a game for themselves. And you know, we're just going to have to all take care of what we need to take care of and be focused on everyone on the same page and just take one step at a time.
Trina Luters, coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck as you finish out this regular season here.
All right, thank you.
Farmers and stockmen find it easy doing business with their local Midway Co-op. Our people are the brighter, the better, the more experienced, and we're still your local full-service co-op with what you need, when you need it, at very competitive prices. Our services are full, complete, and far-reaching, even delivering bulk fuel and propane as well as emergency fuel service when requested. Partner up with us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
There's one near you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Our Next Tech experts know what it takes to manage your business, because we've done it ourselves and we're still doing it today. We're your IT department when you don't have in-house staff. We're your affordable cloud phone solution. We're your physical security for assets that matter most, and we're still so much more. It's time to talk business at next-tech.com today.
Hey, welcome to the Locker Room Chats here on Kitty Country 94. We're now with the Osborne Boys coach, Jamie Walters. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, Stockton and Sylvan Lucas. Let's go back to Stockton first on Friday. You won 59-22 at their place. Obviously, it's a team that you'd already played, and clearly a team that's had a down year. Just overall, some quick thoughts on that one at Stockton on Friday.
Yeah, you know, we came out, did a good job, moved the ball well, got some good looks for, you know, we're trying to focus going inside a little more, and I thought we did a really good job there early. Able to get a lot of kids in there as the game went, and played some different lineups, so it was good for our, you know, older kids that don't get a lot of time, and I thought they all
played really well, played hard, and did everything I asked of them. So,
when it's Sylvan Lucas, then on Tuesday, 64-47, Mustangs, a team that they usually have a pretty solid group, maybe up and down at times this year, but definitely a winning record going in. And what were your thoughts of Tuesday, and how do you feel the team executed there against a good Mustang team?
Yeah, I thought we played really well. Defense was good. We still get out of position a little bit and not quite where we're supposed to be. But of course, as a coach, you're always nitpicking as you go. But I thought we played pretty well. We had too many. We score 60. I don't remember what we scored, but I felt like there was. We had too many droughts in the game. We go 3 or 4 or 5 possessions without scoring, and as we get down to these better teams, we can't have droughts like that, or that's how teams can make a run, get 6 or 8, 10 points ahead, and so we got to continue to get better offensively, and get a little more do a better job on our screens and harder cuts and that kind of stuff. And Sylvan, they're so well coached. They move the ball on offense. He does a really good job of getting those kids to move the ball. And I thought they did a nice job. And
Chase and Rock Hills, are the last two games of the regular season here coming up Friday and Tuesday. We'll hit Chase real quick first. Again, they've got just 2 wins. They were back-to-back wins against Natoma earlier this season. With Chase, what do you want to do there at their place on Friday?
Yeah, just come out and execute and be sound offensively and defensively, get a good shot every trip down, and make sure we keep our guys in front of them, make them shoot over us, and continue to get better.
Obviously, Rock Hills, then on Tuesday, you'll play Before We Talk Again. That's a team that is obviously improving as the season's gone on. Zach Duffy doing a pretty good job with that group. What do you see from Rock Hills this year that maybe makes them a little bit better than in the past?
Yeah, I haven't seen much on them. I'm a one game at a time kind of guy, and I'll just continue to focus on our team and try to make sure we're improving in the areas we need to work on.
Jimmy Walters, coach of the Osmond Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again, and best of luck in the last couple games here to finish the regular season.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
3 ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. 1, combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. 2, enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. 3, for only $175 per month, you can get Deluxe TV Now plus gig internet, no commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's Nextech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmen and head coaches Nick Lynn and Alex Hobelman. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nextech.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Smith Center Locker Room Chats with Denise Kattenberg, the acting head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red. Coach, you went to Norton on Friday. You picked up a 10-point win on the road, 59-49. I know Norton's a team that is always a very athletic group and a solid group. You were able to pick up a 10-point win on the road there in a big game from Miley Raby with 17. Dakota had 17 for you, and Parker had 10 as well, Parker Atwood. So just kind of looking at the game, just what are your thoughts about the way the game went and picking up that 10-point win on the road?
Well, that was a tough start for us against Norton there. You know, Norton is always, I think, a super fun place to play, and we kind of just struggled offensively to find a way to score. I thought we started out really slow. Of course, I'm looking at the scorebook, and we have 15 points the first quarter, so maybe we didn't. But then we just kind of, like, took over and just tried different part of our offense in our game. So I thought we did a good job. We hit free throws really well towards the end of the game, going 17 for 23. So I was happy with that part. And towards the end of the game, we played a really, really good last 4 minutes. And I guess if you want to play a really good 4 minutes, that's the time to do it, is the last four. So I was really happy with the way that they finished the game. They stepped up to the line, and, like, our leadership took over, and they were not going to lose that game. So I was happy.
Two regular season games left. You have Trigo coming into town on Friday. Usually a pretty good group and an athletic group, kind of like we talk about with a lot of the MCL teams. They are 9-9 coming in. They lost to Norton last night by 17. Just kind of looking at this Trigo team, what do you expect to see from them?
Well, I expect it to be a physical game. I don't expect it to be as fast as game as we've had the last few, but I do expect it to be a physical game. They run a pack line defense, and so I'm hoping that our outside shooting is ready, you know, and I hope that we are just ready to match up to the physical part of their game.
You'll conclude the regular season against Beloit before we talk again next week. The Lady Trojans, a matchup that you always have here. It's a non-league game to end the regular season. From what you know about Beloit this year, what do you expect in that, and what do you want to see from the girls there on that final night of the regular season?
Well, you know, I just want to see us, every night I want to see us just compete. I want us to be mentally tough, and, like, I love playing at Beloit, too. I love that atmosphere that they always provide there. I love their gym. So I'm just excited for the last part of our game to be at Beloit. I expect to see a really good physical game with the guards, you know. So I'm excited to go there. I'm sad that our season is winding down, and then let's get started in postseason. So I always like ending the season, the regular season, with Beloit.
Denise Kattenberg, coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you again for being with us, and best of luck as you finish out the regular season here.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
Our Nextech experts know what it takes to manage your business because we've done it ourselves and we're still doing it today. We're your IT department when you don't have in-house staff. We're your affordable cloud phone solution. We're your physical security for assets that matter most. And we're still so much more. It's time to talk business at next-tech.com today.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Alex Hobelman joining us now, the coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, just a one game since we talked last, as you didn't play on Tuesday. Friday, you're at Norton, a 47-28 setback. Norton, I know, has some pretty athletic kids, and they were able to get the win by 19, a low-scoring affair for your squad. Just overall, how do you feel about the game, and what were some of the things that Norton did that caused the most problems for you?
Like you said, Norton's, they're usually pretty athletic, and they've got some size, too. The Hauser kid and the Anderson kid, they're both, you know, 6'3", 6'4", maybe the Anderson kid might even be 6'5", so they got some length. And that gave us some trouble a little bit on the offensive end. But we were getting some good looks. We just, you know, didn't make a lot of baskets, but that's kind of the way it goes. We took care of the ball. It was kind of a weird, clean game. There wasn't a lot of turnovers, wasn't a lot of fouls. It was kind of
Kind of a refreshing game to have. We just didn't make a lot of shots. And the unfortunate thing, the thing I'm most disappointed about the game, though, is we didn't even get to the free throw line once. We didn't attempt a free throw, and they only attempted six, I believe. So it was a pretty clean game, foul-wise and turnover-wise. They just were able to put the ball in the basket a little bit more.
Move on now. You have two regular season games left. Trigo coming up on Friday as you take them on, and then Beloit on Tuesday. We're going to preview both of these games since we won't talk again before after or until you have played Beloit. But Trigo at home on Friday. This is a team that, you know, usually a pretty solid group. They're 9-10 this year. They do have two double-figure scorers in Owen Day and Nolan Kinnerkinek. But just looking at Trigo, what are some of the things that stand out about them and what you expect on Friday at home?
Trigo, the thing that stands out to me is they like to shoot a lot of threes. I think they've shot over 100 more threes than us, just going off of what I can see on max preps. But they like to get out and run, too, from what I've seen on film. They got some athletic kids, and Trigo is always a team that is pretty well coached. And I know they got a new coach there this year, so it's a new system. But, you know, any time you can go around 500 in the MCL, you're having a pretty good year. So they're sitting right there around 500. So we need to come out ready to go.
Boyd on Tuesday, when you look at them, what do you see from their group, and what do you want to do as a team there in your final regular season game?
It's just compete. I mean, I haven't watched a ton of film on them yet either. But they we're just looking at scores. They're a pretty darn good team with the teams that they've beat this year. And they put up a lot of points, it looks like. So we've got to come out, and I think we're a pretty good defensive team. So I think we can give them a little bit of trouble on the defensive end, but it's kind of just the theme of this year is we just got to score more points. Mm-hmm.
Alex Obelman, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck coming up on Friday and Tuesday in your last few regular season games.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and NextEct.
Three ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. One, combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. Two, enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. Three, for only $175 per month, you can get Deluxe TV Now plus Gig Internet. No commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's NextTech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at landmarkhemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Goheen and Slavic, CPAs LLC, and by NextTech.
You're listening to Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com. Wednesday night locker room chat show. Thunder Ridge girls head coach Darren Grauerholtz with us. And coach, you kind of were a little bit shorthanded in a tough spot here. You had three games over the weekend and into the beginning of this week, and you kind of had the illness come through. And 27-49 against Tescott on the short end of that one.
Yeah, you know, and Tescott's a well-coached team, and they got a couple decent players there. But, oh, my gosh, I had girls throwing up before the game. I had one. Well, of course, Slavic didn't even go, so there's 20 points, you know, any given night. And then on the way home, I had some more throwing up. I mean, it was just a mess. But, yeah, you know, Tescott, I don't want to take anything away from them. They did a nice job of playing the game. We just couldn't hit any shots and just really didn't get up and down the floor very well.
Yeah. You do bounce back a little bit and get a win against Hill City, 38-31. A couple girls must have been a little bit better to have some numbers there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we had Slavic back. I didn't know how well she was going to get up and down the floor. We had a one-point lead at halftime. And you know, and I think, you know, with all the woes in the MCL for Hill City, you know, they kind of shut down in the second half. And, you know, we go on a nice 7-0 run there, I think, to start the third quarter. And we kind of had that lead, and we held on to it. So, girls responded well that night. Of course, the only unfortunate part is we lost Lex Halling. You know, she had a high ankle sprain. A lot of kids were complaining that Mahomes was able to bounce back from it, but she was unable to. And I said, he's getting $500 million, you know. So, you know, that's the difference.
Yeah. And then kind of a slugfest there, 27-29 in your last outing there, kind of come up a little bit short in that one.
Yeah, you know, that was a fun game, really. You know, we jumped out in a nice lead early. We had some shots. I thought everything was going to start flying our way, just a continuation after Monday night's game. You know, and then Jenna Ferris did a real good job with her squad and had a real nice defense for us. And we were just really struggling with it there for the longest time. And then I tried to find the right combination. And then Gigi Horst did come off the bench for me and hit some big shots to get us the lead again. And then we were just unable to hang on to it. And it was just basketball IQ at that point, you know, that late in the game and not being able to take care of pressure. So, you know, we're still learning. However, the unfortunate part is we only have two games left before postseason. So we better get smart real quick.
And one of those is coming up on Friday against Rock Hills, a game that we'll be at to broadcast there for you. What is Rock Hills is kind of, you know, I've seen them a couple times, and they do a lot of the right things. It's kind of like you, sometimes the shots just don't fall. You know, is that going to be the difference in it? Who hits the shots that night?
I think absolutely, you know. But the thing that we got to really be concerned about, I think, is Welsall, number one. Number two, the way they run up and down the floor. They got up and down on us in our league tournament, and, you know, it was just one of those deals where we got to be able to withstand those fast break points and be able to play a good, solid defense against Welsall, and I think we should come out on top.
Okay, Coach, believe it or not, next time we chat, we'll be talking about what's going to be happening in Substate. You know, maybe that sickness running through, you know, is a blessing in disguise. Maybe you'll be better by the time Substate comes around.
Yeah, you know, I've told that to Coach Branch, too. I said, now's the time to be getting sick. You know, you don't want it postseason because, you know, that's when you need everybody your healthiest. So it might be a blessing in disguise, like you said. So we just hope for the best, and we just hope everybody's healthy then, because we want everybody else's best, too.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you next week, and good luck.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jason.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik, CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Three ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. One, combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. Two, enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. Three, for only $175 per month, you can get Deluxe TV Now plus gig internet, no commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's Next Tech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Jason Broadfoot on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. This is the Wednesday night locker room chat show. Normally, this is the time for Thunder Ridge Boys head coach Devon Branch. Unable to reach him this week, but just want to let you know an update on his basketball team. They sit at 13-6 overall on the season, a very impressive 8-2 record in the Northern Plains League tournament. Over the last few days, they've been pretty busy. 3 games over the weekend and early part of this last week. Started off with a 63-32 win against Tescott. 32 points, one of the lowest totals that they've held their opponents to. bounce back with that one. A hard-fought loss against Hill City, 52-68. Hill City, one of the better teams in the MCL this season, and 68, probably a little disappointing for Coach Branch and his squad, as they haven't given up that many points very often. In fact, that is a season high. The Thunder Ridge team would bounce back with an impressive 65-45 win over Lincoln, giving up the 45 points, a more normal total for this Thunder Ridge team along the way so far this season. Like I said, their record now sits at 13-6, 8-2 in that Northern Plains League, and they have a chance to get that up to 10-2 and sit themselves in the upper echelon of the Northern Plains League with a couple of wins this week. Not going to be easy as Rock Hills and Wilson, their two opponents, both those teams like to kind of slow it down, play a low-scoring defensive battle, and Thunder Ridge will have to be up to the task and find a way to make sure they get that point total into the 50s and 60s like they have with those wins with Tescott and Lincoln. If previous chats are any indication, I'm sure Coach Branch is happy with the 63 and 65 points that his team has put up in two of the last three games. In those other chats, Coach Branch has emphasized taking care of the basketball and then also making free throws as a part of getting his point total a little bit higher than the beginning of the season when they were a little bit delayed due to a long playoff run that cut into some of their preseason. With Substate just around the corner, I'm sure Coach Branch would like to emphasize having fun once again for his squad, as that's something he said many times in the chats before. So Thunder Ridge sitting at 13-6 with games against Rock Hills on Friday, which we'll have right here on Katy Country 94, and Wilson on Tuesday, that will close out the regular season.
Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook, agent, Goheen and Slavic, CPAs LLC, and Next Tech.
Our Next Tech experts know what it takes to manage your business because we've done it ourselves and we're still doing it today. We're your IT department when you don't have in-house staff. We're your affordable cloud phone solution. We're your physical security for assets that matter most. And we're still so much more. It's time to talk business at next-tech.com today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With five locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.